Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Search and rescue missions continue in Joplin, Missouri. At least 122 people were left dead in the wake of that severe tornado on Sunday. And there are 1,500 people still unaccounted for at this point. And multiple Facebook pages have now sprung up as people desperately try to track down their missing loved ones. Joining us now is Scott Meeker, enterprise editor for the Joplin Globe. And Scott, you started one of these Facebook pages. Why?
I'll tell you, we were trying to get information out just as quick as we could get it in on Sunday night. I mean, at the time, we were still trying to get a grasp on exactly the scope of the devastation out there. And on our main Facebook page, we began, getting inundated with people, looking for family members, looking for friends, trying to get any information they could on their loved ones. And a coworker of mine, Alexander Nicholas, remembered seeing similar pages pop up after the tragedy in Haiti. And within minutes, we had a page going and directed, those kind of requests over there for people to begin communicating with one another. And, it just took off just immediately.
Well, when you say that it took off, how many people at this point have posted on that page?
It's in the thousands. It's easily in the thousands. I think we went from no people, once that page went up to more than 6,000 yesterday, and the post just coming in by the minute.
Well, have people, we're speaking with Scott Meeker, enterprise editor for the Joplin Globe, about your Facebook page helping people track down loved ones. Have people successfully tracked others down using their Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah, just like yesterday afternoon, we had a post from a woman named Rachel Hunnell, and she, her message was, "I'm looking for Edwina Raines and Michelle Yarnell. Any info would be helpful." And within just a couple hours, she got a reply back saying Michelle Yarnell is safe, that her phone lost all her contacts, and she has spotty service, but I did see her yesterday. And just a quick, really emotional reply of thanks. That kind of thing we were seeing just like all the time.
We've heard that people are having trouble communicating, that cell phone service is spotty at this point, and yet people have access to the Internet and are able to post?
But in different parts of town. It depends. I'm on the other side of town from this. I have spotty cell coverage and no internet, but yet half mile away at the Globe's office, the cell coverage is better and I'd have internet access.
You tell us that's a heartwarming story about someone finding a loved one through the Facebook page, and yet it must be very difficult to read down through these posts at the numbers of people.
Another post from late yesterday afternoon, I had a post from someone named Casey Griffin. She says, "Charles Charlie Ryder, 74, and is missing from the Greenbrier Nursing Home in Joplin. He has Alzheimer's but is wearing his ankle bracelet from the nursing home." And Monday morning, I had gone out with another reporter to talk to survivors and shoot some video and photos. And the Greenbrier Nursing Home is just a shell. It's an empty shell. It was really difficult to see.
There were a number of people killed from that nursing home, as I understand.
I can't imagine they're not have been.
And I'm sure at this point your Facebook page has more people still searching than it has people who have found.
Right. It's kind of heart-wrenching to watch. To see, but it's just because there are so many. And, a lot of it, as I'm sure people from out of state trying to get help to loved ones in Joplin that, very well, were out of the tornado's path, but they just don't have phone service or they don't have cell phone coverage right now. So it's just going to be a matter of time before they can establish, some kind of communication.
Scott Meeker, enterprise editor for the Joplin Globe, started up a Facebook page to help people in Joplin track down their missing loved ones. Scott, thank you so much.